Welcome back to the Wit and Wisdom Show. I'm your host, Fred Witt. If you enjoy listening to my program, please consider subscribing or leave a rating below. I appreciate your support. I'm 65. I've lived a full life. I've seen the movie. So, with experience as my guide, I can assure you that certain things will happen in your life. I may not be able to predict the timing or order, but I can guarantee you'll not be spared certain life events. One of them is that things will not go your way. Eventually, the tide will turn and you'll be surrounded by adversity. Things go wrong, sometimes terribly so. I wish it weren't true, and I hope you'll experience less than your share. Things, large and small, will go sideways, sometimes at the worst of times, in your personal and professional life. The question is not whether things will go wrong, but only, in my experience, how you'll respond. With years of difficult circumstances and things going wrong in my life, in ways I never could have imagined, I've learned the hard way. I was unprepared for the tough times, which then caused the adversity to be worse and last longer than necessary. My goal is to make my emotional road a little smoother with smaller potholes and dips that aren't as deep or long-lasting. To do this, I had to accept that things go wrong because they're supposed to. Adversity is part of life and a fact of life. And the sooner you can embrace this, the easier it will be for you to handle it more effectively. If someone at work tells me that things are bad, mistakes have been made, and it's serious, I can only respond, "Well, of course they are." When things go bad, your first reaction should be to remain calm under fire. When the temperature goes up, your blood pressure should go down. When it gets hotter, you should get cooler. Why? There are many reasons. First, you must think your way out of trouble. And if you're running around with your hair on fire, you will not be thinking clearly. If you panic, your blood pressure goes up and breathing restricts, and you'll be less capable of processing and evaluating information as it comes whizzing by. Decision-making is at a premium, and you'll need to do your best thinking in times of stress. Second, everyone around you will be watching how you react. If you yell, scream, blame, you've virtually assured a bad situation just got worse. Your team will either run for cover or follow your lead and yell, scream, blame others. Neither will help the team react under stressful conditions and be conducive to creative problem solving. Third and finally, leaders must display calm resolve in times of crisis. If not, your leadership position will evaporate. A leader must always be focused on the way forward and not on how bad things may be at the moment. In my experience, life is dynamic and unpredictable. And an important life skill is how you'll react and adjust to the changing circumstances. Seldom does anything go according to plan, so expect to be frequently tested. Learn to stay calm under pressure. Prepare and practice your response. In life, you can't control what happens, but you can control how you respond. It is the moment of your response that reveals your character. When things get worse, do you get better? What will the tough times and difficult experiences reveal about you? More importantly, what will you learn from them? Thanks for listening. If you like what I say, and if you're interested in learning more about me and more about my writings and my thinking, I've written 4 books, 3 self-help books, and then a novel, Partnership of Crime. The 4 books are listed on my author website. So you can find my 4 books available on my author website, which is fredwitt.com. So fredwitt.com. So please check my author website and you can learn more. I appreciate your support and interest.